At the beginning of July, six youth and four leaders took a trip to Costa Rica. We're about to show you a video of a skit that we did down there. Unfortunately, we can't do it live because our main character moved to Arizona, which is sad. But we're going to show you it. We performed it during the youth group for the church that was hosting us in Costa Rica. So I just want to walk you through what you'll see a little bit. So the skit shows God creating mankind and the relationship that they had before the fall. And then you see us. It can be mankind, it can be you, it can be anyone falling to temptations that come their way. So you'll see the temptations of relationship, money, alcohol, partying, body image, and then even self-harm. And then the play ends with the hope that there's always a way home.
I won't.
as I said, we went to Costa Rica a couple weeks ago. If I look at them, I'm going to cry, so I'm going to look at you. So our team was originally supposed to go to Nicaragua, as you may notice by our shirts, Nico de Rica. But after like 8 months of planning, civil unrest broke out in Nicaragua. And so we decided that it wasn't safe to take our team there any longer. What we were originally going to do in Nicaragua was through an organization called I-61. So what they do is train people in 7 areas of world crisis. So our days there would look like class time on a certain area of world crisis, like world hunger. And then we would go out and do an outreach to see that happening in Nicaragua. But the purpose of the training was to equip us to come back here and work out of what we had learned down there, so that anywhere these kids go, they can use that knowledge. So the people from I-61 in Nicaragua had a sister church in Costa Rica called La Viña, which means the vineyard. So I don't know if you guys know about the vineyard churches. They have churches all over the world. This was one of their churches. So they had never been to Costa Rica before either for one of their trainings. But they're like, well, if you guys want to wing it, we'll wing it. We're like, all right, let's do it. So we went to Costa Rica, and we still did have classes. We didn't have the outreach, but we did still get the classes that we went for. So in Costa Rica, what we did was help La Viña Church get ready for a huge conference that they had. Their church just became the leader church for Central America. So we took down a ton of equipment for them to make videos, to train other churches, and this conference was a conference for all the vineyard churches to come to. So they needed a lot of help. They weren't kidding. We like built walls. We painted everything. Everything. We built multiple fences, which meant like digging holes by hand. Hard work, but the kids did awesome, and we'll get into more of that later. So that is essentially what our trip looked like while we were down there, working hard, taking some classes, and then we had a couple free days. We all got to live in a house together, which was a lot of fun. All 12 of us, actually, there's 12 of us in a house. And every meal at the church, really getting to know the people there. So we're going to watch a little slideshow of our time there, and then everyone's going to come up and share with you a little bit more about their experience.
I'm the one with 2 left feet, standing on a lonely street. I can't even walk a straight line. And every time you look at me, I'm swinging like an autumn leaf, bound to hit bottom sometime. Where would I be without someone to save me? Someone who won't let me fall. And bigger breaks than I'd ever care to confess. Oh, but you're the one who looks at me and sees what I was meant to be, more than just a beautiful mess. Oh, and where would I be without someone to save me? Someone who won't. Standing right in front of me, with arms wide open, all I know is every day is filled with hope.
stars hanging up in the sky could never shine brighter than you.
Photos and videos that I'm sure anyone on the team would love to share with you, and so many more stories than we're going to get to share today, so please come and ask us to tell you about our time. Right now I'm going to invite the whole team up here to tell you more about their experiences. As they're on their way up, I'm going to explain our shirt a little bit because I forgot to do that earlier. So our theme quickly became just go with it, and Proverbs 16:9, I can't quote it exactly, but it's the verse about how a man will plan his course, but the Lord directs his steps. And we 100% felt that to be true with our trip, because we were going to go to Costa Rica, and then we were going to go to Nicaragua, and then we went to Costa Rica. And then the night before we were supposed to fly out, it was like 10:30, and Julie texts me, and she's like, hey, our flight's changed. And I was like, oh, good. And what happened was that we actually couldn't fly down on our normal flight because the connections wouldn't work anymore. And the guy told her, well, we can't get you out till Wednesday. She was like, no. And he's like, okay, Tuesday. She's like, nope. So what ended up happening, we found another flight for half of the team, and we had to fly down in split teams. And we missed our first day there. But we all got there safely and easily. But God was definitely like, all right, just go with it. Let's work on that. So we learned a lot about flexibility. So that is the front of our shirts. The back of our shirts all have a very interesting and unique name on them, except maybe Anthony's. Yeah. So each team member is going to introduce themselves. They're going to tell you the name that's on the back of their shirt, which was given to them through a Dr. Seuss book that we all bonded over. You can ask about that story later. And then they're going to answer. They've been given three questions to answer for you guys. And I, since Olivia and Alyssa aren't here, I'm going to randomly jump in the line and also be them and answer their questions. So.
I'm Anthony. My name is Dave. Yep, Dave. My favorite part was probably working with the people there. And it was a unique experience just because we couldn't really talk to each other using words, so a lot of it was like very broken English and Spanish, you know, Spanglish back and forth, or just sign language. But it was just amazing to see what we could get done even though we couldn't talk to each other. You know, we just kind of take that for granted. What did I learn about God? I learned that God isn't just an American God or an English-speaking God, and I learned that in a real sense, just seeing and hearing people worship in a different language, knowing that they were saying the same words that I would be in English, but in a language that I couldn't understand, but knowing that God could understand them just as well as he understands me was a pretty amazing experience and eye-opening. And that also plays into what I learned about myself, you know, just coming to this realization that I didn't understand God's, his unlimitedness, and his ability to love other people, and communicate with other people, and just getting a chance to see one language, and how that language can worship God, and people from that culture can worship God, is just a glimpse of what heaven would look like. You know, thousands of languages all worshiping at the same time, and they're all expressing adoration to God, and he understands them at the same time. It's pretty amazing. What was most challenging? I think after about 2 days of putting in fence, I got some pretty nasty tendonitis in my wrist, and it was making lots of weird noise and stuff, but just like getting up every morning and realizing that I was going to have to go do more of it was challenging, but it all ended up pretty good in the end. So,
hi, I'm Zach, if you don't know me. My nickname is Biffalo Buff. I guess my favorite part while we were down there was definitely the worship. Was it Wednesday night? That Wednesday night that we... the church every Wednesday night has like this worship night that they do. Other members of the church come in around later hours or something. I don't know what time it was. After dinner. And it's basically a couple hours of just worshiping God. And sort of like what Anthony said, it was the realization that God isn't only my God. He's not just an American God. He's a God who loves all people, all languages, everyone. And it's just, that was pretty cool to experience. Worship was also kind of challenging because I didn't know anything that they were singing. So I was just looking at the screen, but the screens weren't on. So that was challenging. But it was just great to see how other people worship. And just to see how, even though how much less they have than us, they still, you know, worship God for everything they do have. And that's just a pretty good wake-up call to the fact that, you know, God gives us everything we have, and it can be taken away in an instant. So we just need to not take that for granted and just praise him for what he does give us. What I learned about myself, I learned I hate working for long periods of time. I learned that, you know, no matter what situation you're in, God can use it to glorify him. No matter what group of people you are with, you're doing work with, God can bring a group of people together to get one common goal done. And it's just amazing just to be a part of that. And it was a really humbling experience because that whole week we did a lot. So it was just, when we weren't doing one thing, we were doing another. And it got to a point where it wasn't really like, you know, oh, I gotta do another job. But it was like, okay, cool, I get to do this. So it was just working together with other people to get goal done. What I learned about God, just about, you know, how much he loves us. And no matter what's going on in our lives, God is just there with us, and that, you know, he never leaves our side. God is with us through the struggles. He just doesn't say, okay, we'll go deal with this, then come back to me. He's with you. He's with us through it all. And that was a really cool experience because I kind of had a few moments where I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. The most challenging, it's a long list. There was a lot of challenging aspects to the trip, but I think it was the language barrier. And at the end of the week, the challenge actually became more of a reward for me. Because at the beginning of the week, we met a couple people that spoke very little English. And that whole week, we tried communicating with them, and it just didn't work out that great. But at the end of the week, I learned a few more new Spanish words. So that was pretty cool. And again, that goes back to just how God brings people together to make a common goal. So it's just amazing that we got to be a part of that. Yeah.
All All right, I'm going to answer as myself first. So my name's Aubrey. My name is Sir Michael Carmichael Zutt. It's hard to see because it's so long. My favorite part was probably, I mean, there was a lot, but definitely living in the same house together. I just really enjoyed that. For all you introverts, you're like, no, but I love people. So I had a lot of fun living in the house. And also because, like, these kids let loose in the house. Like, you got to see them at their weirdest. I know. We have. If you want to see a video of weirdness, you can find me later, and I'll show you. It's really funny to me. But yeah, just to see how everybody was, like, goofing around and interacting. And is also, the house was where you could really tell how people were doing. So, like, by the end of our first week of service, because we had about a week and a half, everyone was like, I'm going to bed. I'm done. Like, I don't want to talk to you. They're doing they're being very nice, but they wanted to go to bed. And then the next week, it was loopy. It was weird. It's like 11:30, and people are dancing and singing, and Zach's telling us to go to bed. Like, it was really weird. So that was my favorite part. What I learned about others, I was incredibly impressed with these youth kids. We definitely had a good team, and I know the first day that we were there working, they were going nuts. Like, they were getting everything done. I heard no complaining. Like, and I'm not exaggerating, they didn't complain at all. Like, they were out, like Anthony said, digging holes with their hands, like not stepping on the shovels, like driving them in with their hands, and getting paint everywhere, and, you know, doing what they were asked, and at the same time trying to build a relationship and talk to people that they couldn't understand. And I was really impressed by that. And even by the last day, they were still covered in paint and they were still doing what they needed to do, and their relationships with those people had grown even more. So I was really impressed with this group, and it was just a joy to see them and get to lead them. And then what I learned about God, I think the thing that struck me most was just his intimacy in the plan of us being there, and how he coordinated it. Because the people at this church were incredibly thankful that we, first of all, we brought down a ton of equipment, 12 boxes full, actually, which is another story you can ask me about. And then we helped them get ready for this conference, and they just kept expressing their gratitude for that, because after seeing all the work, they definitely would not have had enough hands. And I thought, it just really struck me that even a year ago, they were planning this conference, and they're like, man, we need hands. And God's like, there's all these people in Iowa, they're going to come here, and they're going to be your hands. Like, what a weird connection, right? And I just learned that, like, God's family is so easily connected. Like, the world is not big, right? The space between God's family is not large. Like, those people in Costa Rica and us just connected like that because God said, I want these people to come and help you. And I thought it was cool that all of our Nicaragua planning was not useless. It wasn't like, oops, we messed up. We were supposed to go to Costa Rica. There was no way we would have known about this church in Costa Rica if we hadn't planned on Nicaragua. And so I just, that intimacy in that, like the wisdom that he had in planning that was so cool, and also helped me when I was like, oh, we didn't get to do the outreaches. You know, we're like, we didn't get to do this, and that makes me sad. But no, like, this was God's plan, so I know that it was good. Like, I can't even be like, man, maybe we messed up and did the wrong thing because this was not my choice. Like, there was no way that was possible. So it was just really comforting and encouraging to see him work in that way. I think what challenged me the most was probably in the times where I felt like I needed more downtime, like more quiet time, some space, which you just couldn't have in most of the days because they were so packed. The challenge for me was to still, like, enter in with my teammates and with the youth and still care, like, when they're telling me things, to not just be like, mm-hmm, like, to actually, like, oh, tell me more, and, like, answer them. And so that was challenging for me, but I definitely got to learn more, too, about God's character, to list out all the ways that I wanted to be responding to people, like, how I would want to be responded to, and then realizing, like, all of these things are attributes of God. So getting to meditate more on who he is definitely helped me with that challenge.
I'm Alex, or Stuffy. My favorite part was definitely the worship. It didn't really matter where, if it was at the church on Wednesday night or back at our house during debrief. It was just very powerful, and it was interesting to me because before the trip, I didn't know, like, I didn't think about maybe feeling God's presence in a different country, but obviously we felt God's presence down in Costa Rica. I learned about myself that I take a lot for granted, especially seeing all the poverty and how little they have and how thankful they are and how much I have, and I'm not as thankful as they are, even though they have less. So that's some stuff I learned about myself. I learned that God is very graceful. During the whole week, it was sometimes I would be just like, okay, I'm done with people. I don't want to be around anyone. But God just calmed me down and helped me grow with the rest of this group, which I'm thankful for. The most challenging was probably the language barrier. None of us really know Spanish that well, so it was very difficult to speak to them. I mean, we learned a lot of Spanish by the end of the week, but it was just very difficult, even though we got some words across. It was just basically just talking to a wall. But yeah.
My name is Julie, and my nickname is Blinky. So my favorite part was, I'm going to reiterate the worship night, but I'm going to tell a little story about what happened on worship night. And I hope Zach doesn't mind because I didn't ask him ahead of time because it involves him. So worship night for me was really eye-opening, like Anthony said. You know, I knew in my head that obviously God is not just an American God, but I don't think I ever really understood it in my heart. And so to see people worshiping, you know, that I was like, wow, God speaks Spanish. And I knew that, but it was like a whole new experience. But so what happened during worship night was at one point during worship night, we were all visibly affected by worship night. I mean, we were all, even though we didn't know a lot of times what they were saying, we could see pockets of people praying over each other. And that was just really overpowering. And so at one point, Zach had to leave the sanctuary and I went out with him. And we were just talking quietly in the sanctuary or the entryway by ourselves, and a local came out and started speaking to us in Spanish, and I was like, no español. Lo siento. Which means I'm sorry. I learned that really quick. And so and he said in very broken English, God, and I told everybody I was not going to cry. God, and he looked at Zach and he said,
don't make me cry.
He said, God, tell me to pray for you. And so this man, then he says, I pray for you. And we were like, yes. And he says, I pray in Espanol. And we're like, okay. And so he proceeded to pray over Zach for probably 5 minutes in Spanish. And I didn't know a word he was saying other than I could understand him saying, you know, gracias, papa, gracias, papa. And it was really overwhelming. And he left, and I told Zach, that was God. Pulled this man. and came to pray for you. And so that was really powerful for me. So that was my favorite part. Anyway, so what I learned about myself was I like to hammer tiny thousands and thousands of tiny little nails. And so if you ever have a hammering project, I am your girl. So no. You know, before I went on this trip, I was really hesitant because I'm the oldest person here, right? And so I've always felt like, God can't use me. I'm a 51-year-old middle-aged mom, you know? And so I think what I learned about myself was that, yeah, God can use me. And it was very apparent that I got just as much out of it, maybe sometimes even more than the youth. And so I learned that God can use me. And so I would really encourage you, don't ever feel like you're too old to do something. God can use you in some way. what I learned about others, and I'm just going to reiterate kind of what Aubrey said. I was so impressed with all of these youth. I was blessed to be able to spend a little bit of time with each one of them, and so I learned a little bit of something new about each one of them. I saw each of them grow while we were there. You know, I saw a young girl who said the first day, I don't like kids. And by the end of the 10 days, she is so attached to some of these kids that when, and we had a couple of the kids FaceTime us just this morning. And, you know, so I learned just so much about the kids, and I was just so impressed with them, and I was really encouraged by everything that, you know, that they were willing to do. What was the most challenging? Honestly, it was leaving. I really didn't want to come home. Not that I didn't want to see you, not that I didn't want to come back to my family, but I felt so close to God, and, like, so encouraged and uplifted, and I didn't want to leave that environment. And God kind of broke my heart over the poverty, yeah. And I felt like there's so much more I could do. And so I cried a big chunk of the plane ride home. And so that was probably the most challenging. But, you know, at the end, when we got home, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have really, God has just laid it on my heart that I'm Facebook friends with a bunch of people now down there, and I thank goodness for Google Translate, because I can understand what they're saying, they can understand what I'm saying, but I just really felt like, you know, I'm not done, and God has more planned for me, so.
All right, I'm going to be Olivia now. So Olivia is a college student in Ozark right now, and she is spending the summer helping at a camp in New Mexico. So that's where she is. Olivia's name is also Ziggy. All right, so here's what she said. Her favorite part of the trip was being able to worship and sing with the congregation. I loved the sound of different languages being spoken, praising God. She said, I learned that no matter what culture you are experiencing, humans are relational and thrive in community. We witnessed this in how we could communicate with each other and have fun despite the language barrier. I also learned that God has super cool plans for each of his children, and he knows just what we need. And she said, for me, the most challenging part was being tired and working hard and going long days anyway. That was real. It was challenging in a good way to see how the church down there did church, and that you have to work and change the things that aren't fruitful. So that was Olivia.
I'm Jenna, and my nickname was Shadrach. My favorite part about the trip was definitely getting to know everyone on our team more and getting to know them better, but also making friends down in Costa Rica. I mean, it was really hard to leave them after everything we were through there. Okay, what I learned about others is that they're so much more thankful for what they have. I mean, we take everything here for granted. I mean, the showers were cold. That was hard. And then what I learned about God is that he has a purpose in everything he does. I mean, I know people have told me that before. It just didn't really feel real until I was there, and I saw that he sent us to Costa Rica for a reason, and it wasn't just because Nicaragua is having some issues right now. But it was because we were meant to go to Costa Rica. I think the most challenging part of the trip for me, besides leaving, was just the communication. It was hard to talk to them. We couldn't understand one another. And it's really hard to have a conversation with friends if you can't ask each other questions. So, yeah.
I'm gonna cry. Nope. Okay. I'm Autumn, or Moonface. My favorite part was just hanging out with the kids and playing duck, duck, goose and scraping up my hands and sitting with Luana. Oh my goodness, I'm going to cry. And just getting to know them and knowing that it is possible to get attached to children you've known for 10 days. That no matter what you look like, what language you speak, they'll love you. And they have a great hospitality for not knowing us, like, before. And they are great people. And I learned about myself that I love children. And I need more patience because painting is crazy. And the most challenging part was, of course, a language barrier and also leaving, because when I was on the plane, Luana sent me a picture of her, and she told me not to wash the sticker off my water bottle so I wouldn't forget about her.
Okay, I am being Alyssa now. You guys probably all know Alyssa. She just moved to Arizona. So Alyssa's name was Weepy Weed, which is just totally good for her. Okay, so her favorite part, she said, I love being somewhere new and being with this group for... I'm sorry. I really love Alyssa, and I'm sad that she's gone. Sorry. What she said that her favorite part was being with this group for 10 more days before she had to go. Okay, what did she learn about herself? She said, I can be brave. And what did she learn about God? She said, he won't trick me or leave me when I need him. When I jumped, he caught me, and I've never jumped from this high before. And then she said, for what was most challenging, she said, doing the skit. I was scared, but I let God lead, and it was amazing. And now since it's over, it seems like pudding. So that was Alyssa.
I'm Haley, and I was Harris Tweed. My favorite part was the last day of VBS there. We all kind of connected with the kids on a deeper level. We were all playing games. We're all just messing around and having fun. And I was mad it was like the last day of VBS because they were all gone the next day. So I was like, oh, darn. I learned about myself that I love experiencing new things, like a new culture, new languages, new like everything, because I didn't know what to expect in Costa Rica because we were being prepared for Nicaragua, and that was just what I learned about others is, I'm going to repeat what Autumn said, their hospitality. Like, the first day, this woman came up to me, gave me a hug, and it's like, God loves you, good morning, and gave me a kiss on the cheek. I was like, what a way to start the day, that was so good. And I just love how, like, they all prayed down there, like, how they all worshipped God, and it was so different than, like, what we expect here in America and, like, here in our church. And I just wanted to, like, bring back some of the practices that they've had here and apply it to my life and my way with God. And my most challenging was, besides leaving, of course, was my mom. I, like, had a breakdown during the middle of the week, and I cried a lot. But, like, Julie was there, and she was like, my mom. And I'm not gonna be anymore, but I can be able to do the end part. Oh yeah. Okay. If you guys want us to ask us more questions, we'll be kind of floating around here after service. Oh yeah. And I'd like to thank you all for like your prayers and your support as a congregation, and like all your prayers while we were down there. It just like felt really good to have like extra hands of help and extra graces of God.